Var Reeve. Vikings, get ready for Var Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Var Reeve Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. We are at Kavanaugh Court tonight at Var Reeve High School, with a Blue Chip Conference girls varsity basketball game on hand for tonight. The Lady Vikings of Var Reeve host the South Knox Spartans. Both teams are on the court warming up with 2 minutes left on the clock. We will have national anthem starting lineups before we bring it back for some girls varsity basketball action. So we will take a 3 minute break and we will return to Kavanaugh Court.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Welcome back, everyone. We are at Bar Eve High School, Kavanaugh Court. The national anthem has just been played, and we are ready for high school girls basketball. Starting lineups are getting introduced now, and we will start with the South Knox Lady Spartans. Their starting lineup at one guard, Paige Cavins, a 5'5 senior. At another guard, Michaela Kokenauer, a 5'4 junior. At a third guard, Lexi Dentweiler, a 5'8 sophomore guard. At one forward, Hannah Ivers, a 5'10 junior. And at the other forward, Shelby Osborne, a 5'7 junior. Starting lineups for the Lady Vikings of Bar Eve High School. Starting at one guard, a 5'6 sophomore, Tracy Stahl. Starting at a second guard, a 5'10 sophomore, Addison Ainsko. At a third guard, a 5'5 junior, Melissa Wagler. And at a fourth guard, a 5'5 junior, Mariah Bullock. And starting at center for the Lady Vikings, a 5'10 senior, Rachel Wilson. The Lady Vikings are coached by Brett Graber, assisted by Mark Holt, Gage Kanese, and Hannah Bullock. Lady Spartans are coached by Holly Anson-Eves, assisted by Samantha Scott, Kelsey Miles, and we are only a few moments away from tip-off. The JV Spartans were victorious over the Lady Vikings in the JV game, a three-point victory for South Knox. It was a very competitive basketball game, back and forth. South Knox was able to cling to a three-point victory. Lady Vikings were off the mark on their last-second three-point attempt to tie the game. Both teams are looking to get some momentum going into sectional, which is 2 weeks. Draw is going to be Sunday afternoon. So Bar Eve is playing the 1A sectional at Ligoti. South Knox is in the 2A sectional. And we are ready for the tip. I am Aaron Ash, and I will be joined shortly by the voice of the Vikings, Michael DeCourcy. He is coaching some 8th grade basketball in the Northwest Gym against the Jasper Wildcats. So hopefully he'll come down and be in a good mood tonight. Tip is up, and it is off of South Knox. Bar Eve will retain possession. 2 seconds ticked off the clock off of that tip that went out of bounds. Coach Graber talking to the official, trying to figure out if South Knox had a possession. Trying to figure out the possession arrow. Still not sure who they're going to give the ball to, but Bar Eve will have it starting out. Melissa Wagler in the backcourt walks it up. South Knox in a man-to-man defense. Wagler over to Addison Ainsko. Ainsko scans the defense. Top of the key, Mariah Bullock. Hand off to Melissa Wagler. Melissa drives into the lane, kicks it out to Mariah Bullock for a three. Got it! Mariah Bullock knocks down her first shot tonight, a three-pointer. Lady Vikings with a 3-0 lead. Good first possession for the Lady Vikings. South Knox now with them. Michaela Kokenauer. South Knox reverses the ball all the way over to Lexi Detweiler on the left wing. Top of the key, Michaela Kokenauer for three. Off the mark. Good block out by the Lady Vikings. And Addison Ainsco in good position. She's going to get a foul called on South Knox. Number 5, Paige Cavins. Good job by Addison Ainsco blocking out. South Knox setting up in a 1-2-1-1 press. Now they back off a touch. Ball into Tracy Stahl. Yeah, South Knox falling back into man-to-man now. Off to Melissa Wagler. She gets it across half court. Off to Tracy Stahl on the right wing. Ball screen by Melissa Wagler. Tracy to the top. Over to Mariah Bullock. Ball screen for Mariah. Back to Tracy Stahl. Off to Addison Ainsco on the baseline. She brings it back out to the top of the key. Crosses over, goes left, drives. Offensive foul. Nice job there by South Knox. Number 5, Paige Caven, stood in there and took the offensive foul. Addison Ainsco drove and charged right into her, so that's going to be Addison's first foul. Again, nice job by Cavins, standing there taking the charge, the 5'5 senior guard. South Knox with the ball, Michaela Kokenauer, top of the key. South Knox running a little set. Kokenauer driving right. Kicks it back up to Hannah Ivers for three. No good. Mariah Bullock, good block out and rebound. Off to Addison Ainsco. Tipped there by Lexi Detweiler. Ainsco brings it up. Man-to-man defense from South Knox. Rachel Wilson with a ball screen. Now Coach Graber calling out another set. Ainsco off to the top of the key. Kicks it to Melissa Wagler on the wing. To Tracy Stahl, top of the key. Tracy tried to reverse it, couldn't get it over to Ainsco, so she goes back to Bullock on the left wing. To Rachel Wilson, baseline jumper, no good. Michaela Kokenauer with the rebound, and she is off to the races. She beat everybody down the floor, bounce pass to Lexi Detweiler for a left-handed layup. Wow, Kokenauer turned that rebound, and she shot out of a cannon and ended up being a 3-on-1 for South Knox. 3-2 Lady Vikings early here in the first quarter. Rachel Wilson with a drive to the basket, shot off the mark. Ainsco offensive rebound, missed the putback, bounced off the rim, rebound to Hannah Ivers. Kokenauer with the ball, crossed half court. Off to Ivers. Off to Macy Kokenauer. She drives left, shot up, blocked by Tracy Stahl. That's going to be South Knox retaining possession. Another sub. Let's see here. We have number 5, Paige Cavins. She's going to sub in for Ivers. 3-2 Lady Vikings with 5:15 left in the first quarter. Out of bounds underneath. Inbounded from Detweiler to Cavins. Back to Detweiler. Off on her 12-footer. Rebound Rachel Wilson. She's off to Mariah Bullock. Bringing it up the floor. Mariah just pulls from three. No good. It was a little bit short. South Knox did not pick her up. She had a decent look. Kokenauer back up the floor. Melissa Wagler guarding her. Ooh, that was a nice move by Kokenauer. She went behind the back and then crossed Melissa Wagler back over, and Melissa's going to get a bump on her drive to the basket. It's going to be Melissa's first foul. Barreve's second team foul. Out of bounds underneath their own basket, South Knox. Detweiler taking it out. Detweiler almost had a 5 count. She did get it in to Shelby Osborne. Top of the key is Cavins. Off to Michaela Kokenauer from 15. Got it. Nice little pull-up shot from Michaela Kokenauer off the dribble. It's her first basket. 4-3, Lady Spartans. Now South Knox in their pressure. Ainsco with the ball. Up the floor to Mariah Bullock. She's going to pop for another three. Got it. That's Bullock's second three of the night. She has all 6 of Barreve's points. 6-4, Lady Vikings. 4:20 left to go in the first quarter. Barry back in their man-to-man defense. Kokenauer with the ball. Off to Macy Kokenauer. Little UCLA cut. Up to Detweiler. She drives in the lane. Pull-up shot. No good. Forced shot by Detweiler. Off to Shelby Osborne from 15. She's no good. Saved it by South. Now, that's just a hustle play by Paige Cavins. She got that save right to Macy Kokenauer for a layup. That's one that Coach Graber is not going to be happy with. The Vikings were not able to corral that rebound. Ooh, the pressure almost caused a turnover there. But South Knox is going to be called for a foul. Could have been a travel on Rachel Wilson, but Vikings are going to be the benefactor of that call. Fouls on number two, Michaela Kochner. That's going to be her first foul. Team second. Melissa Wagner with the ball out of bounds. Underneath the Viking basket, she gets it into Tracy Stahl, top of the key. Rachel Wilson with a ball screen. Tracy Stahl kicks it to Melissa Wagner on the baseline with a little runner. Got it! A little 10-foot runner for Melissa Wagner. That's her first basket tonight. 8-6, Lady Vikings. Good start here for the Lady Vikings here in this first quarter. See if they can keep playing some good, solid containment defense here in the half court. Vikings are man-to-man. Cavins with the ball, kicks it over to Detweiler. Ivers for three, no good. She's long on that shot. Loose ball, good hustle by both girls. That's Ainsco, and who's the other girl? Cavins really going after it. And it looks like South Knox is going to retain possession. It's a jump ball, so South Knox will get the possession on the jump. Inbounds to Michaela Kochner. She's on the right wing, dribbles it up top of the key. Kicks it to Detweiler, who drives and kicks. Macy Kochner with a little runner from about 6 feet. No good. Rachel Wilson with the rebound. Throws it up to Wagler. She was not watching, but Ainsco saves it off of Wagler. Wagler with a behind the back in the lane with a runner. Wow! That was impressive. Behind the back runner from 12 feet. Melissa Wagler. And we have a timeout, South Knox. And we're going to take one, too. It's a full timeout. 2:49 left. Lady Vikings up 10-6. We will be back in a minute.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Traylor, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Welcome back to Kavanaugh Court. The Lady Vikings are on top of South Knox, 10-6, with 2:45 left in the first quarter. South Knox with the basketball. Kayla Kochner up to Lexi Detweiler, driving the lane with the left hand, no good. Rebound, Addison Ainsco. Addison driving against Kochner, spin move, got it. Wow, nice move by Addison Ainsco for her first basket. 12-6, Lady Vikings. And we welcome back the voice of the Vikings. He is back. Mike, how is the – what did the score end up?
25-19, good guy.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Mike's in a good mood now, baby.
That's right.
7th and 8th grade, both victorious over Jasper tonight. Good deal.
And that is a good night.
Woo.
So.
And the Lady Vikings are off to a really good start here.
They're going to get a moving screen right there on –
that is Shelby Osborne with the moving screen.
Okay.
I'm sorry. They got a sub in. That's Ellie.
We'll go with Fosnaw.
Fosnaw, yep. Fosnaw. That's what we're going with.
So yeah. How has the broadcast been so far,
it's
Coach
been
Ash?
Phenomenal.
Okay.
I mean, it's been top-notch. I mean, I know I'm against Keith Dodes down here. He's a one-man crew, but
yeah.
I feel like we really competed well.
You held your own.
Yes, yes. He's got a lot of experience, but we competed.
Going to be a tie-up on the floor. Addison Ainsco and Kochner going to tussle, and it's going to be Barre basketball on the baseline.
Yeah, Mike, we've got two threes by Mariah Bullock so far,
okay.
And two runners by Melissa Wagler from about 10 feet, and then Ainsco with a basket.
And then Addison got another one on the inbounds right there. It's 14-6, yeah. Vikings by 8.
This has been a great start. Containment man-to-man defense has been solid, and Barre just with a dream start here so far.
And Foss now... bad post position by Rachel Wilson. She's going to get free and clear for a layup. Looks like a little 1-2-1-1 full court pressure here by South Knox.
Yeah, and they've almost got a couple turnovers so far from Barre on this pressure. They just haven't been able to get one yet.
And then Tracy Stahl going to go around everybody, lay it up and in. That's going to make Devo happy.
Yes, that was with the left hand. don't know where Devo's at. He's got to be over there somewhere.
So 16-8. He may still be working his way down from the junior high game.
Yeah.
Young Colton with a nice game tonight.
Good. That's a good win. Good win for the guys.
Turnaround jumper on the other end by Kokenauer. She is a nice player. Got it to go. 16-10.
Yeah, she's looked real good so far. Real smooth.
Ainsco with it on the inbounds. If I'm not mistaken, Kokenauer, a good cross-country runner as well.
Very good. As a freshman, she made it to the state finals. I'm not sure about, the last 2 years. I know as a freshman she made it.
Yeah.
She's very good.
So Ainsco with the ball. We're at 30. And she's got a count. Bounces it over to Tracy. Tracy with it. Behind the volleyball spiking line. Now back into the center circle. We're at 15 seconds. Tracy, Rachel Wilson now. Ball's going to be picked off. Weak pass, and then Rachel's going to foul her. And not a good turn of events right there.
No, it's frustrating. You're trying to hold for the last shot. You're off to a good start. You hold it for 20 of the 30 seconds, and you turn it over.
So 16-10, 9.8 seconds left here in the first quarter. And here comes South Knox with it. Kokenauer's got it. Bounces it over on the right side. South Knox running out of time. Foss now. And South Knox doesn't understand what's going on. They're not going to get a shot. And that's going to do it. Good close of the first quarter. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 16-10 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, South Knox basketball to start the second quarter. Kokenauer with it.
Lady Vikings still in man-to-man defense.
And I mean a lot of South Knox girls basketball players, Coach Ash.
Yes, there are.
Tracy Stahl almost picked one off. Macy Kokenauer with it. She's a freshman. Out to her sister, Michaela.
And their father is the great principal of South Knox,
yep.
Dave Kokenauer. Great
yep.
guy.
Yep. My
really good guy.
My brother worked with him when my brother was at Vincennes Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
So, Foss now going to get a left-handed post move. That was just a good shot. Rachel Wilson had good post position, but Foss now went with a left hand. It's 2-3 zone this time for South Knox.
Yeah, a high and wide 2-3 zone. Let's see if Bar-Eve can navigate this zone and get the ball in the short corner, high post area and get him a good shot.
And Ainsco going to have it poked away. There's going to be a tie-up, and the possession arrow going to keep it to the Vikings.
All right, we'll get the possession.
So 16-12. The inbounds, Barry trying to get organized. Ainsco going to be fouled on the floor. Nice out-of-bounds set. Just kind of had Ainsco coming back through the middle, slipping.
Yeah, it's just a little stack where you kind of have your first two players dive each direction, and then your girl you want to get the shot, she dives right in the middle. It's hard to cover when you're zoning the out-of-bounds. Oh, it's almost a collision and a travel.
Ainsco going to bounce it over to Bullock on the inbounds. Mariah. And looks like this has kind of morphed into a 1-3-1. Eh, back to a 2-3.
They're being really aggressive.
Bullock with it, looking for Ainsco. Ainsco going to be fouled. And they're going to get that one on Shelby Osborne. That's going to be team foul number 5 or 6. That's 5.
Yep.
Or 4 or 5.
It's going to be her first, Osborne's.
Bullock with it on the inbounds. Moe, Tracy Stahl in the corner, going to set for a long one. No good. Rebounded, however, by Addison Ainsco. Addison going to skip it over. Moe didn't have a clean catch that time. She wanted the three. Melissa going to bounce it over. Tracy Stahl. Barib, you just can't dribble against this active zone. You really need to pass. Melissa going to set for a three. It's long off the backboard. No good. Here comes Kokenauer with it. Michaela Kokenauer, the junior. She's going to skip it down to her sister, the freshman, Macy Kokenauer. She's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
That foul's going to be on Addison Ainsco. I believe that's her second foul, yeah.
Okay, that's two on Addie.
That's team's fourth. That is not a good recipe for success.
Kokenauer's free throw is in and good. She'll have another one. Second one also good to go.
Looks like a three-quarter court, 1-3-1 pressure here.
Tracy over to Melissa. Marie's got to weather this storm with Ainsco on the bench, their leader in everything. Bullock almost had it taken away. Ball's going to be tapped out of bounds now into the South Knox bench. So Barib going to look for the inbound. Lindley Sheets just in the game. Lindley going to bounce it over to Melissa. South Knox really ramping up this pressure. Mariah Bullock. Melissa. Bounces it over. Lindley Sheets now. Tracy Stahl, Barib just on roller skates here, Coach Ash.
Yeah, you just feel like they're not making South Knox pay for any of this pressure. Barib's just in survival mode trying to get the pass out of the traps, and there's not anybody looking to attack the rim or make that skip pass for, you know, a good shot underneath.
Now it's going to be taken away, and then Barib going to foul Paige Caven, so South Knox is going to get it back. And the Vikings have seen enough. They want a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 5:24 left. Second quarter, 16-14 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, steal for the Lady Vikings, and then a three by Mariah Bullock. And on the other end, Lindley Sheets going to foul Shelby Osborne. And Brett Graber unhappy about that call.
He didn't like it, but the official was very adamant that Lindley got her on the forearm, and I can't really disagree.
Yeah, you take that volleyball swipe.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you get ball,
it's an easy call.
It's going to not go your way. Free throw rolls off, however. I even asked my friend and junior high official Ryan Wirtz about that tonight.
Really?
Yeah, I thought one of the seventh grade players got volleyball swiped. He said he got it clean.
Oh, okay.
I said, well, your mom was a volleyball coach for a while, so you probably knew that. And second free throw, also good, or is good. Gets one out of two, 19-15.
You got the Vikings student section up behind the basket tonight. Good crowd here in the lower bowl here.
They were kind of down at the junior high game.
Yeah.
And when they came back, the normal student section was filled up with Bullocks. And Lindley Sheets going to be fouled on a three. She's going to get three free throws, Coach Ash.
Wow, and that was not a really good look there for Lindley. One pass and a shot, but I think that's Shelby Osborne. She's going to pick up her second foul, and I don't think Coach Anson's going to be very happy about that foul. It's going to be three free throws for Lindley. Lindley came in and made a few threes in the JV game, so she definitely has the outside touch.
First free throw is short. She's got two more. Second one got it. 20-15. Vikings at Wood Memorial tomorrow night, Coach Ash. You know what that means.
Yes, that means Smokehouse 423, mm-hmm. Petersburg, Indiana.
Here we come, barbecue.
Yes. We got that, or we got Taylor's. I haven't been to Taylor's for a long time.
That's true. A community vote as Lindley gets the second one. Two out of three. Back to a six-point lead for the Vikings, 21-15.
Like I said earlier, Mike, before you got up here, it's just been a really good start here, just a dream start. They can just kind of hold on and keep themselves in this first half as South Knox really tries to ramp up the pressure.
And that's Michaela Kokenauer going to be fouled on her way to the bucket that time. That's going to be on Melissa Wagler. That's her third. And free throw rolls off, so Jenica Helms checking in.
Wow.
And Coach Graber thought she only had one.
Yeah. I don't remember her getting that second one either.
And Kokenauer got the second one, and
that's a big deal for the Lady Vikings.
Yeah, Coach Gage Canese says, I've only got her for two.
Yeah.
So somebody missed one somewhere, and then Jenica Helms is going to be called for a charge on the other end. Jenica made a nice move, split the defense, but South Knox was there waiting. That's going to be Jenica's first, eighth on the team. We're coming up on 4 minutes left in the opening half.
Yeah, Jenica had a nice JV game as well. That's one of those moves. Jenica did a nice job driving the ball, but you just want to see her maybe stop and pop from there.
Short jumper is good.
That's Hannah Ivers.
That is Hannah Ivers.
Her first basket.
That's 21-18. Sabari with it. Tracy Stahl.
This is a dangerous spot here for the Lady Vikings. They've got Ainsco and Melissa Wagler and Rachel Wilson, all three on the bench right now.
And Jenica going to be tied up, but Bar Eve going to pick it back up. And that is Kenzie Schwartzentruber going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot the bonus.
Vikings fortunate with that call. I think Kenzie definitely traveled there before the block, but we are going to take a 1-1, Mike.
Yeah, we're
going to
shoot free throws.
And that foul is going to be on number four, Macy Kokenauer, her second foul, so she's going to check out of the game. That's Mackenzie Schwartzentruber. See if she can't knock these down.
Kenzie, bonus situation, got it. She'll have another, 22-18. Bikes by four again.
It's a tough situation here for Coach Graber. Melissa Wagler with three fouls. You obviously can't put her back in, but Addison Ainsko with two. You're up four with 3.5 minutes. Do you try to ride it out without her?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you at a point where you just...
Second free throw, no good. And on the rebound, Tracy Stahl going to be fouled. Tracy with an offensive rebound, and she's going to go to the line to shoot the bonus.
Yeah, good job by Tracy getting in there. It's a ball just off the front of the rim. South Knox was blocking out, but they missed Tracy Stahl. That's going to be South Knox's 18th foul. The foul's on Paige Cavins. That's her second foul. Here comes Rachel Wilson back to check in.
I'm an aggressive person, Coach Ash. You can just as easily get that as Tracy got the free throw. You can just as easily get that third foul at the beginning of the third quarter than you can at the end of the second.
Yep, I agree. Rachel Wilson checks back in for Lindley Sheets. Good minutes by Lindley.
And Tracy missed it, but Jenica Helms going to get her hands on it. Jump ball, possession arrow back to South Knox. 23-18, Vikes by five again.
Good job by Jenica getting in there to get an offensive rebound. Kind of a quick jump ball. But nonetheless, South Knox with possession.
So South Knox going against this man-to-man. Ivers down on the baseline. Ivers going to be fouled. I think that's on Rachel Wilson.
That is on Rachel. Easy call for the official, so Ivers is going to get a chance.
That's going to be her third. That's her second. Never mind.
Second. Ninth on the team. Lindley Sheets going to check back in. That's Ivers going to the line for a bonus. It's just tough. You see those post players a lot of times trying to shut that baseline off when the offensive player is just driving, I don't want to say out of control, but kind of out of control, and they always seem to clip the leg of the post player.
Yep.
You see Keegan get kind of caught in those bad positions. And, you know, if you're under the basket, you're that deep, just kind of let him go and wall him up.
Ivers got them both, 23-20. Vikings by three. And looks like
we got a box and one.
Got a box
here,
and
Mike.
One, Coach Ash.
Wow.
How about that?
Mariah Bullock is being guarded by Lexi Detweiler, and she is not looking at anything other than Mariah's number 10. We've got a box, so we're going to play 4-on-4. Mariah's going to kind of go corner to corner here.
Tracy Stahl going to set for a three. Got it.
There we go.
They're going to box somebody. Somebody else has got to step up and make him pay. Tracy does it.
Take that box.
6-point lead again. And straight line drive that time, but a missed shot. Another missed shot. Ball's tapped around on the floor. South Knox with it off the glass. No good. And here comes Mariah Bullock with it. Mariah going to cross it over. Lindley Sheets. Jenica into the corner. Kenzie Schwartz-Truber for three. It's short. Rebounded by Kokenauer. And she's going to just dribble through everybody. Layup. No, she blew it. And Jenica had it taken away. Left-hand post move is good by Foss now.
Well, she's got three baskets all with the left hand tonight. She's been very effective coming in off the bench. She's a 5'8 sophomore.
Kenzie Schwartz-Truber going to have it taken away. But Jenica going to pick it back up. Fire a three. No good. And here comes South Knox Kokenauer. She just wants to outrun everybody. She's going to be fouled on the floor. Tracy Stahl, but that's the 10th foul, and that's going to be two free throws. Mm.
Well, you just see Kokenauer a lot of times. She just gets that ball, and she is off to the races, and it ends up being a 1-on-1 or a 2-on-2. She just creates a lot of problems for the opposing team. She keeps the game going in the pace that South Knox wants. So Kokenauer is going to get two free throws.
Free throw rolls out, no good. She'll have one more. Who are the three officials tonight, Coach Ash?
Lance Walsh, Jeff Gregg, and I'm not sure the other guy's last name. Brian something from Terre Haute. Yeah, there you go.
Hard game to officiate. Those guys have done a good job here tonight. Kokenauer got the second, 26-23.
All from that Terre Haute area.
Okay.
Yep, they do a good job.
Jenica Helms with the basketball. And Jenica going to be fouled. And they're going to get that one on Adrian Rush. And that's going to be team foul number 9.
Yeah, it's just the defender. Instead of having hands out, she had him kind of pushing towards Jenica Helms. And it's a pretty easy call on the block. Jenica, 19 foul. She'll get a 1-on-1.
And lane violation on Bar Eve. Kenzie Schwartz-Truber wipes out the free throw.
Oh, that's a tough one. That would have been 27-23 with that made free throw with a chance to get another one.
Now going to get a travel on the other end on Lexi Detweiler. So on the inbounds, Jenica Helms. We're at a minute 20 left. Jenica, bounce it over to Tracy. Tracy going to go all the way down. She's going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two. So Tracy been very aggressive tonight.
Yeah, and she's had to be with Wagler and Ainsco both on the bench, and then Mariah Bullock being face guarded here these last several possessions. Foul's going to be on number 45, Hallie Kirk, her first foul. Tracy will get two free throws.
Tracy's free throw in and out, no good. Have another one.
Tracy's got 6 points so far in this first half. She's one of three from the free throw line so far.
And second one going to be long. So leaving points out there. And quickly down is Hannah Ivers going to lay it up and in, 26-25.
I think got away with the travel there on that fast break, but officials missed that call, so it's 26-25, and Helms brings the ball up the floor for the Lady Vikings.
And Jenica going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line and shoot two.
South Knox bailed her out on that one. Jenica being aggressive, driving in the lane and getting a shot up, and the foul's going to be on 25. That's Hannah Ivers. That's her first foul. Two free throws for Helms.
And going to be short, so the Vikings have not done themselves any favors at the line here the last couple of trips. And Jenica's got one more. Got it to go. 27-25. Vikings back by two. 50 seconds left in the half. Kokenauer. Wild jumper. In and out. No good. Lindley going to grab the rebound.
Good strong rebound by Lindley. Vikings 5 of 11 from the free throw line so far this half. Definitely leaving some points on the board.
Jenica Helms. We're down to 30 seconds. They just come up and get her a ball screen. I think Jenica can turn that corner.
Yeah.
Lindley's got it again. South Knox back man-to-man. We're at 20 seconds. Kenzie Schwartzentruber. Jenica's got it again. We're at 10.
Got to count. Mariah picks it up.
Over to Mariah. Coming up on five. Mariah trying to split the defense, and she's going to throw it out of bounds with 0.8 seconds. Mariah just needed to go up with the shot.
She had a shot right off the ball screen. She had a little bit of a window there. She could have pulled it.
And Ivers going to get a good look at the buzzer. No good. And that's going to do it. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 27-25, South Knox and Bar Eve in a tussle. Vikings lead it by two. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates, located across the street from Bar Eve High School. Dr. Merle Holzapfel and the gang. We're going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all the halftime statistics. We'll set up the second half. 27-25 Vikings, back to Kavanaugh Court in 3 minutes.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Holzapfel and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 27-25, Coach Ash. Vikings lead it by two. They led by as much as eight. Weathered a storm, weathered some foul trouble, still with the lead here at halftime.
Yeah, and we'll start with some halftime stats for the South Knox Lady Spartans. They were led by three ladies that all had 6 points. Michaela Kokenauer had 6 points, 2 2-point field goals, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Hannah Ivers was 6, 2 2-point field goals, 2 of 2 from the line. And Ellie Fosnaw had 6 points, 3 2-point field goals. Macy Kokenauer, the freshman guard, had 4 points, 1 2-point field goal, 2 of 2 from the line. Lexi Detweiler with 2 points, 1 2-point field goal. And Shelby Osborne, 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. For the Lady Vikings, they were led by Mariah Bullock. Mariah has 9 first-half points, 3 3-point field goals. Tracy Stahl with 6 first-half points. She's got 1 3-point field goal, 1 2-point field goal, 1 of 4 from the free throw line for her 6. 4 points for Melissa Wagler, 2 2-point field goals. 4 points for Addison Ainsco with 2 2-point field goals. 2 points for Lindley Sheets, 2 of 3 from the free throw line for Lindley. Jenica Helms with 1 point. She was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And Mackenzie Schwartzentruber with 1 point. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So again, Bullock leads away with 9. Tracy Stahl with 6. 4 for Melissa Wagler. 4 for Addison Ainsco. 2 for Lindley Sheets. 1 for Jenica Helms. 1 for Mackenzie Schwartzentruber. Quarter scoring, the Barrie Blady Vikings jumped out to a 16-10 first quarter lead. Second quarter saw South Knox outscore the Lady Vikings 15-11. And that brings our halftime score to Barrie 27, South Knox 25.
All right, well, good start for the Vikings. Obviously, the foul trouble going to limit the situation, but any adjustments you're making at halftime, Coach Ash?
No,
Brett Graber, what are you talking about?
No, you're really happy. You've played you've played good containment man-to-man defense. You're going to get an Ainsco and Melissa Wagler back in the game, who both had really nice starts to the game. That was what was unfortunate. Melissa Wagler had 2 fantastic little running jumpers from about 10 to 12 feet that looked really good. And Ainsco, you know, obviously Murray's most important player and had to play much of the first half without her. Handling the South Knox pressure, Barrie was close to making a few different turnovers a few different times, and they just kind of got lucky that they didn't make those turnovers. So that's going to be something. Can Barrie withstand the South Knox pressure here in the second half? Because South Knox wants to turn up the heat and really get more possessions. But, you know, you got to get Ainsco and Melissa Wagler back in the game. They've got to be smart about fouls. Rachel Wilson also has 2 fouls. But, you know, this is a game you came into. South Knox, a very, very good basketball team. And it's one of those that when you look at the schedule, you think, yeah, it's going to be one of the tough ones to win. But Barrie with a 2-point lead at half, and they've been in this situation before, Mike, and have had several chances of beating some good teams on their schedule, and they just have not been able to get that signature win that Coach Holt talks about. And, you know, just to kind of keep the girls going. You know, a lot of times the girls get down on themselves whenever you keep losing some close ball games, but here's one tonight that, you know, you got a chance to kind of upset a team, and you're in a good position there at halftime.
Yeah, and the Vikings just need to close the door and close the deal. 27-25, bar even halftime. We'll be back for the second half after this 3-minute timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete. Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Aaron Ashe, the Garrett Bell Five is rocking tonight.
They were on fire before the game, halftime. They are something else.
Yeah, just phenomenal. Of course, it's the Garrett Bell Four tonight.
Yep.
The female member of the band is, hope she hasn't gone solo. And it took South Knox exactly 1 second in the second half to foul. Paige Caven's going to foul Tracy Stahl.
That's her third foul. And that was
literally just
50
ran
feet
into
from
her
basket.
Yeah, on the inbounds.
South Knox in man-to-man defense with Lexi Detweiler really keeping a close eye on Mariah Bullock. Mariah had those three threes there in the first half that really got Barrie going.
And bad pass by Ainsco. It's going to be picked off. Here comes Detweiler, layup, too hard. Rebounded by Ainsco. She's going to get it over to Melissa Wagler. We've got bodies piled up everywhere,
yes,
Coach
do.
Ash.
Yes, we do.
Mo Bullock. And her shot in the lane going to be ripped away. There's two bodies down. What's going on around here, Coach Ash?
I don't
Ash?
Know. This ball is going everywhere. We got girls falling everywhere. And it's not the court being wet. They're just like falling over each other.
And a good post move that time by Ellie Foss now. And we're tied at 27. And the court shouldn't be wet because we got the Wipe-O-Matic 3000 now, or whatever it's called.
Yes, I don't know either, but the court will never be wet.
Ains go with it. We're tied at 27.
Kind of a sloppy start here in this first few minutes here in this third quarter.
And the Vikings just need to quit dribbling. They're over-dribbling. They're dribbling, and there is another over-dribble. It's going to be picked off. Caven's going to go down, lay it up, lay it in. I mean, that's...
And Barry did a poor job of hustling back there after Caven's got that steal. Saw a couple of Vikings just jogging back.
And another over dribble to a corner. Going to be picked off by Kokenauer. Layup, got it. 31-27.
We're going to need a timeout here.
And that's going to force a timeout. We'll take one, too. On the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard, 6-0 run to start the second half for South Knox. 31-27. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1 minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, good first set out of the timeout, but Rachel Wilson going to miss a shot from the post. Kokenauer back the other way, long three, no good. Rachel outjumped everybody for the rebound that time.
That was a really good rebound by Wilson.
Here comes Melissa, going to bounce it over. Tracy Stahl. Mike's now trailing by four. Tracy hits Rachel, pick and roll, off the glass, got it. 31-29.
That was a big basket there for Barrie. You just kind of felt like things were starting to slip away, and Barrie had not gotten really any good looks in the first 2.5 minutes here in this third quarter.
Quickly on the other end, Hannah Ivers is going to get called for that rocker step travel. And Barrie going to get it back now with a chance to tie or take the lead.
See if Barrie can get Ainsco going a little bit. She was having a pretty decent start in that first half and then got saddled with two fouls and had to sit on the bench for the majority of that first half. Let's see if she can kind of get going again. Ooh, good back door. They missed her.
Had Ainsco, but there's Bullock with it. Out to Melissa. And Ainsco, yeah, they're going to get her on a charge. She lowered the shoulder. Brett Graver doesn't like it. I think that was pretty clear.
Yep, it was. That was a good defensive play, and Ainsco just tucked her shoulder and drove.
And she kind of did a reverse spin where the defense was. That was just good position.
Yep. Yeah, it was. It was good defensive position there, and that's going to be Ainsco's third foul, and I agree with Coach Graver. You got to let him play right now.
So Kokenauer with the basketball. And they're going to get a moving screen on the other end. Looks like it's going to be on Ivers.
43, that's going to be Osborne. Shelby okay. Osborne, that's going to be her third foul. Yeah, we've got fouls going. We got everybody with three fouls.
Yeah, no kidding. Man, I didn't see that one. I'm not saying it didn't happen. Away from the ball. So Barrie gets it back. And Melissa Wagler really dealing with Kokenauer. Kokenauer is trying to get a push off. Rachel Wilson, and that's going to be a bailout. Tracy passed it into a double team right there. And
it's just not much flow here right now. Lots of sloppy play here by...
Yeah, they're correcting something at the scoreboard.
Yeah,
put up the wrong number. Okay.
I think the officials had it right. And we play on.
And a 5 second call on the inbound.
Oh, no.
And they're going to get a moving screen.
It's Mariah Bullock's first foul, team second.
I didn't see that one.
Nah, I wasn't watching where Mariah was, so I can't say yay or nay on that one. We had two moving screens back and forth, so we're getting a lot of fouls called early on this second half.
Detweiler, her shot in the post going to be partially blocked, but Going to be picked up by Foss now, laid in, 33-29.
That's her eighth point tonight. She's the leading scorer so far, her and Kokenauer with eight each.
First one she got right-handed.
Yeah. She's been very effective for the Spartans tonight.
Ainsco over to Melissa Wagler. Mariah's got it now on the left side. And Ainsco going to spin down the lane, little isolation clear out, lays it up and in, 33-31.
Yeah, the only way Barry is going to be able to keep pace right now, I think, is Ainsco starting to get herself heated up a little bit, driving the ball and trying to get to the free throw line.
And Ivers with a long three that time. It's an air ball, goes out of bounds, so Barry's going to get it back. So what was a bad start to the second half, Coach Ash? The Vikes have kind of weathered the storm here, only trailing by two.
Yeah, and here comes some South Knox pressure, and see if Barry can handle it.
And they cannot. They almost hit Todd Lancaster with the pass.
Yeah, and sometimes you get yourself going east and west whenever teams really start pressuring you, and you really got to look north and south, look down lane, and
they had Mariah Bullock.
That's how Mariah hit one of her threes earlier in the game. Just a down lane pass, and
Foss now going to lay it up and in, and she's going to be fouled by Rachel Wilson. And she's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
That's going to be Rachel's third foul. Is that the seventh on the team?
No, that's got to be it.
Yeah. I think that's a mistake.
Yeah, that's nowhere near right.
She's got, they've got eight up there right now.
Yeah, I think our wonderful scorekeeper, Mrs. Duvall, probably hit the wrong button. That'll get cleared up here in just a second. So, missed the free throw. Ainsco going to get it in to Lindley Sheets. Lindley now to Melissa Wagler. Melissa going to skip it over. Tracy Stahl going to set for a three. It's short. Lindley going to run down the rebound, however. Bounce it out. Bullock back to Tracy. Tracy, another three. That one's short. Rebounded by South Knox. Amari with two good looks at it. Couldn't get one to go. And Tracy Melissa going to tap one out of bounds that time. It's an athletic play by Melissa Wagler.
This is more of the tempo that South Knox wants, a little more up and down the floor.
And a good post set on the inbound, side out of bounds play. Foss now going to lay it in again, 37-31.
That's her 12th point, and she's going to be the MVP tonight if she keeps this up.
And Ainsco going to be fouled against the full court pressure. That's going to be team foul number four. I knew that the scoreboard was really incorrect. As I mentioned a second ago, that's only going to be the third team foul. Three team fouls on Barry, four on South Knox.
It's going to be Macy Kokenauer's third foul. Lexi Detweiler does a really good job of causing some havoc up here on the top of this 1-3-1 or 1-2-2 trap.
Yeah, they've only got Detweiler listed at 5'8". Man, she looks bigger than that.
Very athletic, yeah.
Athletic-looking girl.
I remember watching her in junior high, and she just really stood out in the junior high. Dominated some games.
3-2 zone this time by South Knox. Tracy Stahl.
Got to get the ball down here on the baseline.
Trying to run a lob. Ainsco going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two.
Well, it wasn't the best executed play, but they still got it down there, and Ainsco was able to get fouled, so she'll get two free throws. Foul's going to be on number 44, Ellie Fosnott, her third foul. Foul starting to pile up for both teams. Several players with three fouls.
Addie's free throw is good, 37-32. She'll have one more. Second one going to be long. Good block out by Kokenauer. Here comes South Knox.
Vikings fortunate. Addie didn't get a foul going after that rebound, too.
And Detweiler going to miss one point blank. But it's going to be picked up by Ivers late in, 39-32, Vikes by seven. Trail by seven.
Those are the plays you get. Detweiler to miss an easy one. You've got to get that rebound.
Bullock with it in the right corner. And Ainsco going to be fouled. I That's going to be team foul number 6 on South Knox.
It's going to be the 4th foul on Ellie Fosna. So she's had a fantastic game so far with 12 points, and she's going to have to come out here with 4 fouls.
Kenzie Swartz and Trooper in the game. Ainsco going to check out.
South Knox got some really nice depth. They just keep shoveling them in and out.
On the inbounds, Bar, you're having a hard time. They get it in.
That was 4 and whatever you want to say. That so close to a 5 count.
And Melissa Wagler going to double dribble it.
South Knox's defense is causing a lot of issues right now for the Lady Vikings. Lady Vikings are going to be in the bonus from here on out.
So Bar Eve back on defense. And ball going to be picked off. That's Lindley Sheets. Melissa Wagler with it. You got Wilson and Ainsco sitting over on the bench, Coach Ash.
I think they're just trying to get to that 4th quarter without him in, but
it's not going to work out as Caven's going to pick it off, lay it up and in, 41-32.
A lot can happen in a minute. Now kind South Knox gets to set up their press again.
Kind of an extended 1-3-1. Bullock down on the baseline. Little floater going to bounce off. No good. Rebounded by South Knox with 30 seconds left in the quarter.
It's been a really good quarter here for the Spartans.
Hesitation move, Kokenauer. And traveling going to be whistled on Shelby Osborne. So Mar Eve going to get it with 20 seconds left. Three-two zone. We're down to 10 seconds right now. Melissa Wagler, we're at 5. Nowhere to go. Kokenauer going to pick it off. Let's see if she can shoot it before the buzzer goes off. She does, and it's good. A disastrous end to the quarter for Bar Eve. And at the end of 3 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 43-32 South Knox. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Good third quarter for South Knox. Bad third quarter for the Vikings.
Yeah, South Knox outscored the Lady Vikings 18-5 in that quarter. So definitely a quarter for the Lady Vikings to forget. Now they've got themselves an 11-point hole, trailing 43-32, heading into the fourth.
So South Knox, first possession, and guess who? That is Michaela Kokenauer cutting to the bucket, lays it in. She's going to be fouled, go to the line looking to complete the 3-point play.
That's her 12th point. South Knox has not made a 3-point field goal tonight.
And she got the 3-point play.
They really haven't shot too many.
Spins 6-32.
Good start for the Spartans. Back in this 3-2 zone, they've had some success with it, with Ivers up top and Kokenauer and Cavins on the wing, and then you've got Detweiler on the baseline with Osborne. They've got some pretty athletic ladies out there.
Tracy Stahl almost has it poked away, and she's going to travel with it.
She got fouled first, but going to be a travel.
So Coach Graber and the official having a conversation about that one. Ivor's going to set for three. No good. Addie going to run it down. If Barry's going to get back in this game, they need to do it with transition buckets. Addison going to be fouled. Let's see if they give her free throws here. And they're going to call it on the floor.
That's going to be a bonus, though. I believe should be a bonus.
Yeah, that's team foul number 7.
That foul's on Paige Cavins. That's her fourth foul.
So Ainsco, free throw long, no good. Ball on the floor. Detweiler going to pick it up. Here comes South Knox. And Kokenauer going to lose it out of bounds. Samari going to get it back, but it's still a 14-point Mari deficit.
Mari has not helped themselves from the free throw line tonight. They're going to be in the bonus the rest of this quarter if they can take advantage of that.
Melissa Wagler, we get it to Ainsco, Tracy Stahl. And basically what's happened right here, Mariah going to get set for a three. Got it. 46-35. The South Knox has got Barre so sped up, they're kind of looking with tunnel vision.
Yeah. And South Knox, you know, you don't want to allow them to free press you is what we call it, and basically press you and with not, and they're not worried about Barive attacking the rim. Barive's just trying to get it across half court without turning it over, and they're not making him pay for pressing.
And South Knox going to miss a shot quickly on the other end. And that's Shelby Osborne, and then she's going to foul on the rebound Tracy Stahl. So Tracy going to go to the line to shoot the bonus. This could potentially get.
That's going to be a fourth foul on Osborne. Barry's going to have a chance to shoot some free throws here tonight in this fourth quarter.
Free throw going to be long and no good. Rebounded by South Knox.
You got to make him pay on those. That could have, two free throws there would have cut it back to single digits.
Ball on the floor. And we're going to have a tie up. Possession arrow going to give it back to Barry.
That was good hustle. Really good sportsmanship tonight a couple times. South Knox girls, you've seen help the Barrie girls up and vice versa. So it's always good to be nice, Mike.
Yeah, doesn't hurt.
Treat others like you want to be treated, right?
And it's free.
It is. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Addison Ainsco.
Oh, my gracious.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. She ran it like a boy, Coach Ash. She didn't come down.
And that pass was... That pass was from almost half court from Tracy Stahl. When she wound up to throw it, I didn't know where it was going. Then Ainsco came out of nowhere. And
so 46-37, now a shot missed by South Knox. Here comes Ainsco. Bullock. Mariah looking for an opening. Can't find it. Over to Melissa Wagler. Tracy Stahl, going to have it poked away. Kokenauer is everywhere. And what a pass by Michaela Kokenauer to her sister, Macy Kokenauer. She lays it up and in. 48-37.
Boy, Kokenauer is only 5'4", but, man, she causes a lot of havoc on the floor. She's so instinctive and quick.
Ainsco out to Mariah. 4.5 minutes left. Rachel Wilson. They skip it over to Mariah.
Travel.
And they're going to get Mariah with a travel.
Yep. Mariah picked that foot up before she put the ball on the floor.
Kenzie Swartz and Truber back in the game. And Tracy going to sit down. And ball going to be tapped away on the other end. And Ivers thought she was going to be fouled. And are we calling a timeout? We're calling a timeout. Yes. All right, 4:07 left in the game, 48-37. Vikings trail by 11. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 48-37. 4:07 left. It is South Knox basketball. And on the inbounds, Kokenauer jumper, no good. Picks up her own miss, lays it up and in. 50-37.
Well, she's been the difference tonight on both ends of the floor. Started off slow, but boy, she's really picked her game up. Got the ball into Ainsco there on the baseline. She went up, fouled by Ellie Fosnaw. That's going to be her fifth foul. Coach Anson's not happy with the call, trying to show the ref that she was straight up, and the ref corrects her and said she was straight up, but then her hands came down when the shot went up. So that's going to be her fifth foul. Really nice ball game from Ellie Fosnaw off the bench tonight with 12 points.
So Addie at the free throw line. Two shots. And rolls one in. She'll have another.
Looks like your wife has shut the concession stand down, Mike.
It is over and done. Ains goes second, also good.
Popcorn's phenomenal, man, I'm telling you.
Good call on the oil slash butter mix, Coach.
Oil, butter mix, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Viking popcorn is back.
Yes, make Viking popcorn great again.
Man, comes out buttery and yellow. It's just phenomenal. Now all we got to do is get an extra butter station. You know, like at the movie theater,
yes.
You push the button and the butter just comes down.
So South Knox with the basketball, an 11-point lead. We're coming up on 3 minutes left in the game.
South Knox kind of spreading it out here. They're going to be fine taking some time off this clock. Vikings trying to extend their man-to-man defense, but South Knox doing a good job taking care of the basketball.
Ivers with it in the middle, back to Kokenauer. 50-39. Detweiler with it, trying to find a lane, can't do it. Osborne back to Detweiler. Kokenauer.
Nice.
To Osborne. Good offense right there. Layup, got it. 52-39.
That was textbook. They waited till Barry went and ran and jumped the trap, and they made the extra pass. Reverse the ball around, wide open layup. Took some time off the clock, got a layup. You can't beat that.
And Addison Ainsco thought they got her on a curl for a layup. Instead, Kenzie Schwarzentruber is going to be fouled before the layup is made. Kenzie's going to go to the line and shoot two. That's a double bonus.
That's one Coach Graber didn't want to see called
because
Ainsco had a layup.
Well, the only
Detweiler went right through McKenzie Schwarzentruber's screen, so knocked McKenzie to the floor, so she'll get two free throws.
The positive here is perhaps as Kenzie gets the first, you can get those 2 points back. You've done it with the clock stopped, and now you can maybe set up a little pressure.
Yep.
We'll have one more.
See what Barry does here off this free throw. It's just so hard to press South Knox when they have multiple ball handlers.
And a second one going to roll off. So Ivor's going to grab the rebound. South Knox, Ivor's, Kokenauer. Barry just, they're going to bring a trap. Ivor's, Macy Kokenauer. Kayla Kokenauer. It's like a law firm. Detweiler's got it on the left side. I think if South Knox would turn around when they get the ball to the middle of this, they'd shoot a layup, Coach Ash.
Yeah, they're doing a good job taking care of it, but if they look to attack the basket, they would have a layup.
Detweiler down to Osborne, and Osborne going to be fouled. Go to the free throw line to shoot. No, that's a common foul. 15
yep.
foul on Barry.
It's going to be Addison Ainsco's fourth foul.
And they're going to get a moving screen on South Knox.
And she knew she did it.
She's walking
after
straight
she
to
did
the bench.
She walked right over. It was Shelby Osborne. I think that's going to be her fifth foul, yes. So Shelby Osborne fouls out. She had 5 points tonight. She had a nice ball game. Good all-around ball game. She does a nice job inside for him. She's a 5'7 junior. South Knox only with one senior, Paige Cavins. So South Knox is going to come back next year strong again.
So Melissa Wagler with the ball. Vikings trailing by 12, 52-40. Minute 20 left. Mariah Bullock, Rachel Wilson, her shot going to be long. Rebounded by Detweiler. Here comes South Knox. Kokenauer skips it to her sister, the younger Kokenauer, Macy. And now Ivor's going to be fouled with a minute left. ...52-40.
All right, a little unorganized here, trying to get into a 1-3-1 trap, but not able to get in the right position. Foul's going to be on McKenzie Schwarzentruber. It's going to send Michaela Kokenauer to the line for a 1-1. South Knox leads Barry 52-40, 54.5 seconds to go. Tracy Stahl checking in for McKenzie Schwarzentruber.
So 54 seconds left. Kokenauer, a bonus situation. And free throw rolls out, no good. And Rachel Wilson going to run it down. Here comes Ainsco with it on the run. Addison going to have it poked away. Here comes South Knox. Kokenauer.
Oh, nice pass.
Over to her sister. Left-hand layup, no good. And Michaela Kokenauer going to miss the layup and then commit the foul, putting Barive in the double bonus with 38 seconds left.
Rachel Wilson's going to go to the line. She's going to shoot two. It's probably going to be a little too little too late here, but Barive played a good first half. I think that's kind of been the story of the season for the Lady Vikings. They put together some really good quarters, really good basketball, but just unable to string that full game against a team that maybe you shouldn't beat together.
Rachel rolls them both in, 52-42, 38 seconds left. South Knox. Detweiler. Barry just man-to-man here, and they're going to bring a trap now. Ivers has got it. She's going to be fouled.
It's going to be Ainsco with the foul. It's going to be her fifth foul. So Addison's going to foul out. She had, let's see, 11 points, I believe. 8, 10, 11. She had 11 tonight. Kind of in foul trouble most of the game.
Jenna Harrison going to check in. Ivers got the first, 53-42.
It's Ivers' ninth point tonight. Just an all-around pretty solid player. She's a junior.
Got them both, 54-42. Here comes Bari. We're under 30 seconds left. South Knox going to win it tonight. Rachel or Melissa Wagler going to hit a floater. Brett Graber going to take a full timeout.
That's Melissa Wagler's third floater tonight. 3 of 3 on those floaters for her 6 points. It is a full timeout, Mike. All right, Mike, let's set the stage for the weekend. We've got a little boys' action tomorrow night at Wood Memorial. Girls' basketball, that's going to be a 12 o'clock JV start on Saturday. We bumped it up a little bit for to allow our fans and the girls to have a little extra time to get to North Davis because it's basketball day in Indiana. Fox Sports Indiana, you will be able to see the Vikings and the Cougars in the Buggy Bowl. It's going to be a varsity start of 4:30, so a little different. Bar even North Davis at the Cougar Den for the Buggy Bowl. 4:30 start on the varsity, followed by the junior varsity. So a little different setup than what we're used to, but when you get a chance to be on Fox Sports Indiana and be a part of basketball day in Indiana, you want to definitely take advantage of that. So I know Brent Dalrymple's done a lot of work up at North Davis. They're actually going to be hosting games all day. They've got North Jersey and Southridge in the morning, and they've got a girls' game. So I think it's South Knox and Vincennes Lincoln? Or North Knox and Lincoln.
Yeah, so that'll be a great game. Yeah. A girls' game. So on the inbounds, Caven's going to be fouled. 17 seconds left, Coach Ash.
It's going to be a one-on-one for Paige Caven. She's got 4 points tonight. Like I said earlier, she's the only senior on South Knox's roster. South Knox is in a very, very tough sectional.
Free throw no good. Here comes Bar-Eve. Yeah, North Knox, Linton. Tracy Stahl with it. We're under 10 seconds. Bar-Eve just going to try to throw one up at the buzzer here. We're under 5. Melissa Wagler, long three, got it. And that's going to do it. The final on tonight's JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Vikings drop 1-2. South Knox, 54-47. We're going to take our post-game timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of the post-game scoring. Bill Dobson, four tough player of the game, and set up the weekend. Vikings fall tonight, 54-47. Back to Bar-Eve after this one-minute timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
54-47 tonight. Vikings fall to South Knox. Post-game scoring, Aaron Ash.
We will start with the Lady Spartans. They were led by Michaela Kokenauer. She had 15 points tonight. The 5'4 junior guard led the way for the Spartans, both ends of the floor. She was just fantastic. A lot of opportunities she missed as well around the basket. She had some opportunities to Even have more than 15, but just her presence on the defensive end, she had a great game. 15 for Kokenauer, 12 for Ellie Fosnaugh off the bench, 10 for Hannah Ivers, 6 for Macy Kokenauer, 5 for Shelby Osborne, 4 for Paige Cavins, and 2 for Lexi Detweiler. So again, Michaela Kokenauer led the way with 15, Ellie Fosnaugh with 12, 10 for Hannah Ivers, 6 for Macy Kokenauer, 5 for Shelby Osborne, and 4 for Paige Cavins. For the Lady Vikings, they were led by Mariah Bullock. She had 12 points. She had 4 three-point field goals tonight for her 12 points. 11 points for Addison Ainsco. Addie with foul trouble most of the night. She still was able to get double figures with 11 points. 9 points for Melissa Wagler. 6 points for Tracy Stahl. 4 points for Rachel Wilson. 2 points for Mackenzie Schwarzentruber. 2 points also for Lindley Sheets, and 1 point for Jenica Helms, the freshman. So again, 12 for Mariah Bullock, 11 Addison Ainsco, 9 for Melissa Wagler, 6 for Tracy Stahl, 4 Rachel Wilson, 2 apiece for Mackenzie Schwarzentruber and Lindley Sheets, and 1 point to round the scoring out for Jenica Helms. Quarter scoring saw Bar Eve take a 16-10 advantage in the first quarter. South Knox then outscored Bar Eve 15-11. But Bar Eve still led at halftime, 27-25. The third quarter was the basically decided the game. South Knox outscored Bar Eve 18-5 in that third quarter coming out of the locker room. And South Knox took a 43-32 lead into the fourth. Bar Eve was able to outscore South Knox 15-11 in the last quarter, but South Knox holds on with a 54-47 victory. Blue chip conference victory for South Knox here at Kavanaugh Court.
All right. A little hardware to pass out. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tell us who you like and tell us why.
We are going to go with Mariah Bullock tonight. She led the team in scoring. She had 4 three-point field goals tonight. Did a nice job early and was a main reason Bar Eve got off to such a good start in that first half. Her ability to knock down those shots and really got Bar Eve off to a good start in that first quarter. So Mariah with a nice ball game tonight, was able to hit 4 three-point field goals. South Knox did a pretty nice job there in that second half of focusing on her and making sure she did not get any open looks at the basket. But Mariah Bullock with a good effort tonight.
All right. So Mariah Bullock tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Well, join us again tomorrow night. Myself, Coach Ash, all the gang. We will be headed down to Wood Memorial as Bar Eve takes on Wood Memorial. Airtime tomorrow night about 7:45. So big thanks to our buddy Renee Lyle back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. From my partner and my friend Aaron Ash, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings fall tonight to South Knox, 54-47. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reeve Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game.